The federal government has backed down on its plan to impose a tough university-level English language test for migrants seeking Australian citizenship. It's now proposing a conversational English language test instead. But it's likely to face resistance to this plan too, because the Coalition wants it to apply not just to prospective citizens, but to anyone applying for permanent residency. Political reporter Melissa Clark.
Setting an English language test for all migrants has been an aim of the Coalition for some time. The Minister for Citizenship and Multicultural Affairs, Alan Tudge, believes a common language is the key to social cohesion.
I had a concern that we were drifting towards a more European model of multiculturalism, where parallel communities have developed, rather than maintaining our successful path of integrated multiculturalism, where communities and people blend together.
Initially, the Coalition planned to make it mandatory for anyone applying for Australian citizenship to pass a tough English test. After community backlash, that plan was watered down, but it still faced resistance. Now, Alan Tudge has a new proposal, a basic conversational English language test, but not just for prospective citizens, but anyone wanting permanent residency.
This would become a much stronger incentive to learn the language, as permanent residency is where is the most important objective for many, where most of those services do become accessible and where effectively you're guaranteed a spot forever in Australia.
The multicultural community has welcomed the policy revision. Nick Tebby is from the Settlement Council of Australia, the peak body for migration and settlement agencies.
This is a real positive step forward. It sounds like the government has really spent the last 6 months speaking to affected communities, and we think that there's a really good opportunity here to do something that maybe hasn't been done before.
But there are plenty of questions. Skilled migrants and students already face a mandatory language test. This would apply to people arriving on family reunion visas and refugee visas. Nick Tebby says it's not straightforward.
Noting Australia's obligation to apply the Refugee Convention without discrimination, it's certainly not a requirement for being granted refugee status in Australia that you can speak English, and nor should it ever be. So that's certainly one thing we'd like to work with the government on to make sure those targets are set in the right way.
There are currently 350,000 adults in Australia with little or no English. The multicultural community agrees speaking English is vital.
English language is really the foundation of our social fabric. It helps with settlement in a new country. It helps you to gain employment. It helps with the social cohesion.
That's Melissa Montero, the CEO of the Community Migrant Resource Centre in Parramatta in Sydney's west. She warns it's not easy schooling hundreds of thousands of people to the point they can pass a mandatory test.
The benchmark is too high. You need to give people much more time and don't make it mandatory. That's important.
How much stress does the prospect of a test put on migrants who are seeking permanent residency?
A lot. It's very, very stressful. Settlement is to me a lifelong process. It takes a very long time. And over and above, if we expect people to have the stress of sitting for an exam, for a test, and when one makes it mandatory, it's very, very, it's not very positive.
Melissa Montero from the Community Migrant Resource Centre. Melissa Clark with that report.